no one's perfect, even if we secretly believe they are. So if you've been struggling and failing to keep it all together, you're in good company. Women today are pushing harder than ever to do it all and break through their personal limits. But what if we're pushing in the wrong direction? Join a growing movement of women exploring their boundaries as opportunities. Be empowered by their experiences to create a best life that reflects your expectations and no one else's. If you're ready for a different kind of podcast, then you've arrived. Welcome to Woman of Valor. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Woman of Valor podcast. I'm Barry Mitzman. How you doing? And if you're listening to this very close to when this is being released, then a happy Hanukkah to you. Hanukkah, Chanukah, whatever it is, whatever you call it. I am in a really good mood, and I'm not quite sure why, but who's going to complain about that? Nobody. Okay, so this week's episode features Laura Mizell, who created a film which I personally watched and definitely enjoyed, and we discuss it in the podcast, so I'm not really going to go into it. But as a Hanukkah gift, we decided that it would be really cute to give you guys the movie on promo for free. So if you're interested in watching the film after listening to the podcast, then for a limited time, hopefully you'll listen, you know, pretty soon after I publish, which most of you do, just click the link, whether it's on my website, in the email, wherever it is, and put in the code WOV and you'll be able to watch it for free. I just think that it's a really nice gift and from us, just because the movie is called Or, which is light. And we talk about, you know, how Laura brought light into her darkness and things like that. And I just thought it was really apropos. So, you know, I feel like Oprah kind of like, you get a present and you get a present and everybody gets a present. But like, whatever. I hope you guys enjoy the film if you choose to watch it. I hope you guys enjoy this week's podcast episode. And I'm going to go pray at the menorah that God should give me the strength and the focus and the non-procrastination to give you more episodes. Amen. Happy holidays. Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for joining us. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and one thing that you love about yourself.
Hi, Barry. I'm Laura Mizell. I live in Los Angeles. I'm married with 4 kids, and my home is my world. And something I love about myself is my faith.
Okay, so for everybody listening, I'm letting you know that's F-A-I-T-H, because we had a little bit of a thing. I was like, oh, yeah, you have a great face. And we got like a little bit confused. So I thought that was hilarious and I wanted to share that.
Yeah, no, let me be clear. It is my faith. My faith. My trust in really the goodness of life. Like, not many people are out there being vulnerable with that. You know, like, faith is something, like, real true faith is something that I feel like people are very scared to put out there. It's a very vulnerable thing to open yourself up to a hope.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely see that in the film that you created. Or can you tell us a little bit about what the film is about and how it kind of came to be, because it's pretty cool to have like your life and you like one of your journeys be created into something so physical like a film.
Yeah. So to tell you all a little bit about my film, I made a film about my mom's life. My mom passed away when I was 15 months old. And what set me out on my journey, I would say multifactorial. We use that word a lot. But really what opened up this whole thing was one of my very good friends found out that her mom has a month to live. She found out her mom had pancreatic cancer. She had a month to live. And her son was best friends with my son, and we were very close. And I just found myself right next to this journey that my friend was going on, where she was literally in the most vulnerable, honest way, like carrying her mom over to the other side. And to her, it was heart-wrenching. To me, this was like, oh my gosh, like to know your mom in that way, to me, sounded amazing. So even though, you know, that's a hard thing for a lot of people to relate to, it really kind of ripped me open. And I knew that it was there for me. And it really, I think, made me conscious of my need to connect with my mom and whatever that is, to have the knowledge of her. But that kind of coincided with a series of other events. And it just became clear that I needed to go on this journey. One of the big things that really set me out was this organization, High Lifeline. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but yes. They're an amazing organization. So they wanted to honor my husband and I for their gala 2 years ago. And it happened to be 10 days from my mom's 36th yard site. So we decided to take the honor in her memory. And that was already a huge opening for me, because it changed the conversation from, I want to know about my mom, to, I want to honor her memory. And I was setting out to make a little tribute to her. That being said, the next thing I know, I was making this film, and they were just making a little, 3-minute interview with me. So I guess those were the factors that really set me on my journey. But like I said, for me, this whole journey has really kind of had a life of its own. And so it just became clear that this was the next step of the evolution of our family, really.
What has, looking into your past that you didn't get to experience, because like you said, your mother passed away when you were 15 months old. Like, that's not even enough time to develop language to remember her. What right. did that do for you?
It's so hard for anybody, really, for people to imagine that kind of loss. And it's a very confronting topic for people. I think that there's a lot of very vulnerable footage of me in the film where I think really, though, people have said to me that it's deeply personal. But for me, it was more, I think I just exposed what people already thought, if that makes sense. And even though, yes, it is very vulnerable and very honest, I don't share any details about my life. You don't even recognize my kids' faces in it. The aspects that I share that are deeply personal are also deeply universal. And they're really, they depict the human condition. And it's really just me being very honest about that.
Right. And how has that, sharing that and discovering and all of those things, like, impacted your family?
It's changed our entire narrative. It's changed our entire narrative. So before, the narrative was more void. I don't even want to say it was, it was more just not knowing. And when you don't know, there's a lot of doubt. And so in gaining knowledge of myself, it's given my kids knowledge of who they are. And it's really illuminating our darkness. It was about illuminating the shadows in our life, and having the faith and the courage to really open that up and just see what's there. I didn't know what I was going to find.
That you were experiencing, that was, not knowing who your mother was.
Yeah. I mean, I think the reason that we actually ended up adding some of the video diary in the film is because when we just told her story, what we realized is that we were missing half of the connection. Half of the connection was also lack. I mean, I lived in void for 36 years of my life. I mean, we almost don't remember that time now. I mean, even my therapist said to me, he forgets that I even had that void. Because it is, when you have knowledge of who you are, then you realize you have what you need.
So through accumulating knowledge about what came before you, you were able to accumulate knowledge about yourself?
It was about gaining knowledge of what I am born of. right? Like you talk about, this is the Woman of Valor podcast. Like, what is a woman of valor? Really, what is a woman of valor? And, you know, I think for me as a mom, probably in the same way you set out on this journey to for this podcast, I set out on a journey to know who am I? How am I supposed to be this woman of valor that, you know, that Instagram tells me I should be like? Like, who am, like, what am I doing? And in finding this out, I got a model of a woman of valor in the sense of what my mom was made of. You know, what you're made of transcends physicality. So like, you are a soul, I am a soul, but what is your soul made of? Your soul is made of your Ahava, Yira, and Emuna, the way you love, the way you have faith, and the way you're in awe of our Creator. So that, I guess I came to learn that that is what my mom is made of. That is physically, that is her soul. That is what she is. And that is what she gifted me. I mean, that is what she gave me. She literally gave me her, as you guys should watch in the movie. The Simcha, like happily and optimistically and faithfully. And taking that outlives her. Those beliefs, those values have a life beyond her, beyond her physicality. I didn't know anything. I really knew very little about my mom. I didn't know that she was religious. I didn't know that she really turned to religion. I had no idea how faithful she was until I set out on this journey. And then when I started to realize how much I related to her, things started to really click together for me. It's an earth-shattering thing when you don't have a woman in this world that you see yourself in, and then you learn about one.
That's crazy.
It is. It really is.
And the fact that you decided to, like, face that and just be like, you know what, I need to go for it, is something that many of us don't have the courage to do. Like, sometimes ignorance is bliss, you know?
100%. And it's really, I do remember a moment that probably around the time that all of that happened with my friend and her mom. I remember a moment, you know, that I really came to consciousness that I lost my mom when I was 15 months old. Those are things that it was in the back of my mind somewhere, but like, it wasn't something that was in the forefront that I would think about, that I would even really identify with. I mean, to me, it was, okay, I lost my mom and I'm gangsta, I got this. Like, I don't have to, you know, it's okay, I'm fine. And then when I really realized how much that had been limiting me, not knowing her, I think at one point I just said, okay, Hashem, if I really lost my mom, that really happened, then I'm all in. Like, it's all or nothing here. You know, that's the kind of thing that it's going to make me great. It better make me great.
Wow. I mean, I'm like very in awe of your faith and your connection to God. Like, that is something that I don't hear every day from like somebody who's not a Rebbetzin and is not like a major educator or whatever it is. Like, I don't hear this type of stuff every day.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a, it really makes me so sad, because in all of this, I have really found such a beautiful connection to God and Judaism and Torah. And to me, like, I mean, my mom and me and rock and roll and Judaism and, you know, everything that I really want is godly, this is plan A. My life is plan A. This is the best case scenario, you know.
You're literally telling me that losing your mom at 15 months old is best case scenario. I'm like in awe right now.
I mean, but after you watch my film, you could say that. In the sense that, you know, it's everything is it's all relative. My mom had no continuity. So she was faced with the possibility of no continuity, which, you know, in the film, you see the story, but she persevered through a story that looked like a dead end. And now she has generations of observant grandchildren. So like the movie is called Or, right? So there's one line in the movie that we use the word Or, and it's when Rev Pinson talks about something that happens that's very tragic in the film. And he talks about from the perspective of the Or, it's freeing, but from the perspective of the vessel, it feels harsh. And so I think that this has really given me a different perspective. When you look at life from the perspective of the light, you know, like even look at your struggle with Lyme disease that I was learning a little bit about, you know, from the perspective of the Or, you've brought to the, you know, to the universe, to the web, this Woman of Valor podcast, which is actually talking about values and substance and things that matter, right? So I'm not, God forbid, I'm not saying that's, you know, I don't.
No, for sure.
I'm not, please God, all should be well. But from the perspective of the Or, from the perspective of the light, you're bringing so much light into this world. I mean, this world is a different place because of it. By a lot, you can't even fathom the impact of the work you're doing. Because we can't fathom it. I mean, we can't fathom how powerful each one of us is. In the same way, I mean, my mom almost didn't have children. So that she had children was a miracle. That she had me was like double miracle. And that she never gave up hope, and that she stayed optimistic and faithful. And I mean, she maintained her faith through death. That is a victory. And what that's given me and what that's given my children is strength, is light, is love, is, you know, that is what we need to get by. That's what we need, you know, that's what we need to thrive in this world. So, you know, to be clear, like really to be clear, you know, my mom really gave me the substance of what it is I need to live my best life in this world. And I don't think I could have even known about that until I was older, because I think I really needed the maturity. So yeah, plan A was that I'm here. That's plan A. I'm here and I have life. I mean, I was watching my son play basketball yesterday, and you know, it's a normal thing. I used to be really good at basketball when I was young, and it's a normal thing to be watching a game and watching your kid in whatever it is and hoping that they're the best or hoping that they're this or whatever it is. And I was thinking about this podcast, and I just was looking at him. I was thinking, we won. It doesn't matter if you win a game. It doesn't matter how good you, it just doesn't matter. We're here. We are alive. We are living this life. We have life. We have an opportunity to elevate, to make a difference. And, you know, from the perspective of the Or, that's a huge victory.
Were you always this like faithful and positive and like spiritual rock star or spiritual gangsta, as you like to say?
I mean, my mom really made me rise big time, big time. I mean, this is a woman who never spoke negatively going through everything that she went through. That was really something that I had to really wrap my head around. But at the same time, it has given my family what we need. I mean, can you imagine if you could hear a story that could impact you in such a way that you just decided to, you know, watch your language, that it's possible to do that. I guess that's what it is. She really opened my mind to what's possible to achieve on an internal level.
Wow. That's really something.
Deep stuff.
Yeah.
It's deep stuff. And I think it is a lot for people to take in. I think that for, you know, like how to kind of like assimilate this is I think that, well, I think that each one of us is so powerful. So when you, you know, choose to feed a healthy thought over a negative thought, that has huge ripple effects. So in the same way, you know, when you gain knowledge of self or when you find light from your challenges and you use them to propel you, you know, darkness is only there to challenge the light. And when you see it that way, it's there for you.
So when you come across obstacles now, like, how do you actually view them?
I mean, honestly, I just fuel. It's just energy to be elevated. I just take the story out of it, take the meaning out of it, and just elevate it, whatever you got to do to elevate it. So whether that means you separate from it, or you engage it, or you are honest with it, whatever it is, it's just, I just see it. It's here for elevation.
I don't know how you stay so positive with these things. Like, I definitely struggle with, you know, I guess we can call it the darkness, as you've been like referring to it. Like, I've definitely been, there are the times where I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I see where it's taking me and whatever. And then it kind of just fizzles out. Do you think that like your discovery kind of helped like continue fueling your positivity?
You know, I think that my discovery was honestly more of a manifestation of what I was doing internally. So internally, you know, here I am married with four kids and it's out of my control. Like, we have lost control. So how, you know, I'm like, I'm a survivor. Like, I think, how do we thrive? How do we put, like, I better get control here. And I really realize the only thing I can control is my thoughts and what I'm putting into a situation. And I just thought the more positivity I'm going to put out is the more positivity I'm going to get back. And I mean, it's just like, call it math. And, you know, as somebody who lost her mom, like, we have stuff going on in our subconscious that I don't like, I got to get a hold of this. So I got really good at just at self-talk and just the way I really learned that if you train your brain, right, like you train your brain to pick up the positive, then you see the positive, then you create the positive, and then you have a positive feedback. And so, you know, by the time I embarked on the movie, I was coming from a place of, I mean, I had a lot of healing to do. But at that point, I could relate to whatever darkness as light or as fuel. But, you know, I think that is, I don't want to say, you know, this is my journey. What's going to work for you is going to work for you. Like, I could never do a podcast on Instagram I don't know how I would have the right boundaries for that. That would be really hard for me. There's just a lot of energy going on. But you know, it's like my husband's completely opposite to me. Like, I'm very like meditative. He's very earthly. He's always, you know, like, I mean, like, we're polar opposites, but we're, you know, it's the integration of it's how you relate to things and how you, you know, it's a feedback. I think because I lost my mom, I had to have complete accountability on my life. And so, if I speak Lashon Hara, if I do something, I'm the only one that's hurting. That's it. And whoever else. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's me and my kids and my home. And what's the air we're keeping around here?
I never thought of it like that. Honestly, I would have never thought of it like that. But that the self-awareness that you have is really, really inspiring. Like, you clearly have done work on yourself.
It's yes, very apparent. I have.
It's very apparent.
Well, you know, and well worth it. And maybe that's why I feel like I'm, maybe that's why I like, I appreciate my faith the most, because I feel like that's what sets me free.
I mean, would you be willing to go into some of the ways that you have, you know, worked on yourself to get to this point? Because it's such an inspiring, like, it's goals. But I think some of us are wondering, like, how in the world can we get there?
You know, so I'm going to be really honest, because I don't think it's really fair to put out a piece of work. It's kind of, it's like you said, you know, it's like you put out images, but you don't have any information behind it. And in the film, you see a lot of vulnerability, and you see a lot of, I don't know, I think you laugh with me, you cry with me. I really think it's a beautiful film. It's very authentic to this piece. But I think what really gave me the rock, like the foundation to do this, I think my connection with my husband has really kept me very safe in all of this. But on that, you know, my husband and I, we went to like 7 years of therapy. I mean, this was like every week just doing, you know, the nitty gritty, the day in, day out of how do we communicate? How do we show up and do the right thing and build that trust? And so I think that for me, by the time, I mean, I'm married 15 years in February. I think by the time I went on this journey, I knew whatever I was going to find, it's going to be okay. Because I knew at that point I had him. But I will say that was a journey to attach to him. I mean, I lost my mom. So yeah, I had to navigate that stuff. But at the end of the day, and I know this, like, I would say better than anyone, but definitely not better than anyone. You probably know this also. At the end of the day, only Hashem can heal you. You know, I lost my mom at 15 months. That is going to take divine intervention to get me and my family on the right path. So I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I have the balance, because obviously, you know that, like, with my body, I know ultimately that the only being that can fully heal me is God, but that's not going to stop me from going to the right doctors and taking the right medication.
It's not going to stop me from going to therapy, and it's not going to, 100%. But I'm saying, even the courage to do that, like, where do I get that from? I mean, really, right. Like, these are transcendent qualities, you know. Transcendence is godly. You cannot transcend your boundaries without it. It's impossible. We're finite.
So you're saying, in conjunction, you know, you had this.
In conjunction, like, there's this world. There's,
yeah.
Right. There's this world. This is the Malkuth. You know, like, this is, at the end of the day, I mean, at the end of the day, I went on this journey. I manifested a film, right? I had Kaylin. I made this film to put this ore in Kaylin, to give a vessel, to make it physical, so we can have this conversation, right? Which is important. I'm not discounting that. But what set me on this journey was the right time at the right place, you know, with a supportive group of people. And it's a very authentic journey. You know, this whole time, there's a lot of people that wanted to just make a movie about me, because it's much easier to make a movie about, you know, a girl that looks good on film with, you know, you can go into broken family and this and that. And that's
with a nice
much
face.
Easier. Yeah. With a nice face. Right. Forget the face, but keep the face. Yeah. And it was really something that we had to continuously come back to, telling my mom's story. That was like, when I tell you, my husband was my biggest advocate. I mean, our editor was joking. He was like, my husband is such a fan of my film. My editor was like, I would say he's alarmingly supportive, you know, like, because he really saw the light that this film could bring. And all of the video diary in there was added by him. And, you know, those parts of me, he really felt was strength. He thought that's gangsta.
Spiritual gangsta. And
yeah. You know, like, he's into the spiritual gangsta thing. And so when I can be that, then I don't care what anybody else, you know, when you have that, then you're untouchable. The world doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, all you need is one person. And your husband is that one person for you.
And I never had that one person until my husband. And then I had my husband, and then I found my mom. And, you know, like I heard this thing the other day that was really beautiful. And it said, when you, the words Nachash and Mashiach are the same, they have the same letters. And Nachash is the snake, which is doubt. And Mashiach is redemption. And Rav Pinson was saying that when you shine the light of oneness on the Nachash, you get Mashiach. Right, when you shine in the light of oneness on doubt, you get redemption.
Wow.
And I think that's the most powerful thing to take away from this film, is that when there's oneness, you can confront, you can face your doubts, you can face your fears, and you can see that it's all or it's all light. It's just there to make you stronger.
Well, I feel like this is so appropriate because, you know, this is being released around Hanukkah time and it's, you know, dispelling the darkness and infusing it with light. And I mean, the month that preceded this is like a dark time, you know, like there's no necessarily like any joyous things going on. It's more like just kind of like, I think it's time. I read an article. I thought it was really, really interesting about like how they call it like Mar Cheshvan, but like, it's not necessarily bitter. Like it's a time where you like, take everything from the holidays and kind of just incorporate it and focus inward and being like, okay, how am I doing? Am I continuing to you know, do what and then you come into Kislev and it's like, you can create light from that. After you check in with yourself, figure yourself out, make sure you know where you're going. Then, you know, the light can manifest.
Right. Well, they say Mar Cheshvan becomes Ram. It becomes sweet. And it's like mar, bitter herbs. If you chew them long enough, they become sweet. And you're actually on Pesach. You're supposed to chew them long enough that they like caramelize a little bit.
Pass. No thanks. But that's a nice idea.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, esoteric. If you get to the root of anything, you're gonna find God. There's nothing else. That's it.
You just have to look in the right places and look with the right mindset.
You have to look with the right mindset and be safe enough to know that you're held in love the whole time.
Well, I mean, it does help that you had like Mr. Cheerleader behind you the whole time. Like, I feel the same
way.
Like my husband, unfortunately, at one point literally had to be like my scrub nurse. Because I'm like, I couldn't even get myself to the bathroom. My husband had to pick me up and take me. And thankfully, we're not at that point anymore. But this podcast would have never, ever, ever happened without him. He edits it. He uploads it. He, you know, set up my website. He did all those things because he believes in me. And I think that, like, your Woman of Valor podcast is or. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we have a similar type of, like, path thing going on. We're very different. You're a blonde. I'm a brunette. Exactly. If only that was the only difference. But it's amazing to see that like working on yourself, and this is still a discovery for me. This is still my project. Most of the things that I have on here are things that I'm curious about and things that I want to know because I need to hear it and I need to learn about it.
Right. And I think that that's beautiful. Like if you had spoken to me, I mean, I'm 39. You know, if you had spoken to me 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I mean, I did not sound like this at all. I was actually learning about a lot of things on your podcast, like, you know, religion, like, you know, how am I impacted by religion or what are my thoughts on, you know? So I just think that whatever comes up in our life, if we see it as plan A, we can get somewhere, you know, like we don't have control. Hashem sends us kids to challenge us. You know, but they're plan A. They're creating isometric to our soul so that we can see through it. And it can be painful, but I've just seen so much. I've experienced so much healing, and I've seen so many miracles come from all of this that it has really, I think that it is important to think about what's possible. you know, it's like when I kind of started out on this journey, I said to myself, like I said earlier, I kind of said, at one point I said to Hashem, okay, if I really lost my mom, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with fear. I'm going in. That's it. And, you know, that's like a thought that you could or could not have, but it's completely life changing. It's generation changing. It's world changing.
And something that just came to my mind is the idea that, you know, you weren't even sure if your mom truly existed. Something that you mentioned in the film, like, was she even real? Like, was she like actually a person in my life, or was that like made up? I feel like that is something that is such a like parable.
When I heard about my mom, right? When I would ask questions about my mom, this is what I heard. Like I asked my dad, why didn't she leave me anything? And he said, that really wasn't a conversation that she was willing to entertain, like willing to have, like that would have been, like that just was off limits to her. So if I know nothing about my mom, what do I do with that? Like, I remember going into my therapist and just being like, I don't know. He said that it just wasn't something that she would talk about. So like, you know, it has no context. It's not in the context of the Rebbe and the Bracha and the miracle. And, you know, it's not in the context of everything she knew to be true.
Right.
And when you put it in context, it changes the entire narrative from even a woman who was in denial to a woman who was faithful, you know, to a woman who was unbreakable. And that is a life-changing thought. That's a generation-changing, that's a world-changing thought.
I'm now like thinking about your movie and like being like, okay, but what if I replaced your mom with God here? And my mind's just going a little cuckoo right now.
Well, you know, it's not so nuts, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, they say the Shekhinah went into exile with Rachel Imenu. And I'm not saying, I mean, in the film, the Rav says she's Rachel for me for sure. So I'll take that. I'll go with it. But the reason for that is because she showed true friendship to her sister. When you think about like true selfless love, like that creates that creates a dwelling place for God in this world. That creates a dwelling place for the Shekhinah. So it's not a crazy thing to think about, you know, my mom in connection to God, because it's about unconditional love. And that's Hashem's revealed presence in this world. That is redemption, unconditional love. You know, we are all whole and worthy and enough. And that is, at the end of the day, if we just knew that, we could just let it go.
Yeah, you clearly have done a lot of work on yourself. You have gone through like a mental, spiritual renovation. And like, I hear it in your voice and it's so inspiring to me. And I'm so appreciative that I was able to be like welcomed into part of that journey through watching Or. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for, you know, for being open to it. It's a very, it's the kind of thing that, you know, in the times we live in, we're so saturated with information. And I'm definitely conscious of the content that I take in. But for the most part, you know, it's a big ask for someone to sit down and watch a film about my mom. Like, it's not something that somebody thinks they want to see, is the story of a woman passing away when she was young, leaving two babies. That sounds very sad. But the reality is, it's the narrative and it's the lens through which you see it. You're really looking at a story of a woman who had unshakable faith, an unbreakable spirit, who brought life into this world in the most, you know, with the most positive belief in God that she could have. You know, for me, that's fuel. That's love. That is love I can hang my hat on. Which is wild, because she's not here.
Right.
I mean, physically, you know?
Right, but creating something like that, you brought her back into this world.
You know what's crazy is like when you talk about Tachiyat HaMetim and that stuff, is like, you know, I'll have people come up to me now and say, somebody came up to me at a bar mitzvah I was at a bar mitzvah I was at, and this woman, she had just watched my film, and she came up to me and she said, I watched your film. She said, I want you to know. She said, now I'm thinking about, she would have done it for you. Your mom would have done it for you. And that was such a powerful moment for me, because here's this woman who comes up to me, and when she sees my mom in me. So for a girl who grew up without identity, you know, even in somebody else's mind, to link me with my mom is deeply healing. And to link me with, you know, this like unbreakable spirit, it's uplifting, and it's a very happy story. And I guess that's like the paradox of it all is, yeah, it's possible. You can lose your mom at 15 months old and have a really, really happy story. That's possible, people.
That's amazing. I mean, it's also funny that you're saying that. Like, I've never met you, and obviously I've never met your mother. And I'm like hearing you, and I'm like, oh my God, that's totally Shirley, you know? And I was like, Barry, what are you saying? That doesn't make any sense.
Yes! You know, it's like somebody texted me after we had a premiere, and somebody texted me and she said, oh my gosh, I totally get it. Your mom likes music and you love music. And you know, those are silly little things that mean the world to me. It's like, I mean, my husband and I, we do Shabbat hospitality at festivals. We do this thing called Shabbaten, which is Shabbat hospitality at different music festivals. It's a big passion of ours. And you know, just to like link me with like just different qualities of my mom, not even for me, but for other people, is really, I find that world universe shifting. That shifts the way people think about loss and love and life and what matters.
Okay. Wait, I really like this whole Shabbos hospitality thing.
Yes. You should come to Shabbaten. It's the best thing ever.
Okay. Well, honest to goodness, I've never been to like a real concert other than like Yeshiva Boys Choir. But one day.
And you live in Vegas, so.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. No, at the right time, at the right time. You have your hands full.
Oh, just. But. You know. Just two kids.
But yeah, you know what? Shabbaten is another way. I feel very blessed that I've been able to integrate all parts of my personality. It's like, I feel very blessed that I've gone to live this whole life and then find out about my mom and then raise ourselves, if that makes sense. Like, everything in the right time. I guess I've been able to see the wisdom of time and all of this.
That's amazing. Well, Laura, if people want to hear more of you, see more of you, where can they find you?
So www.ormovie.com, ohrmovie.com. And the movie's on Vimeo. You can rent or buy. And feel free to send me an email. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm also on Facebook. We have an Instagram presence. I don't know. I have these marketing people doing things for me, which is a real exercise in self-nullification. I don't know how you guys all put yourselves out there like that. But anyway, I'm would love to share my story and to share my mom's story and hope that it inspires people to find wholeness, you know, and find the light in their darkness and really just elevate it.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share my story, my mom's story, and talk to you and be on this podcast. It's really admirable that you're putting this content out there. And I think in this saturation of information, it's made people more conscious that maybe we need some more substance. So I think you're ahead of your time. And, you know, I think you're bringing a lot of ore into this world. So So thank you for having me on here, and I hope to connect with all of you.
Hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Woman of Valor podcast. Make sure to subscribe at thewoblife.com as well as on your favorite podcast listening app. Follow us on Instagram at Woman of Valor Podcast.